And I don't know what we call meadow grass. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Brahmas grass.
Mm-hmm. Brahmas?
Brahmas.
Brahmas. Okay. Okay, mm-hmm. I've heard of that. Yeah. Yeah. If you plant that
red top.
Red top. Okay.
This is just for pronunciation, even to see how other people pronounce the words.
If you have a, if you plant it, if you have a big, if you're like planting wheat or corn or something, and I know y'all don't necessarily, but you would call that a what?
A field.
Okay. Or that, but that particular thing would be called, would you ever use the word crop?
Well, I suppose you would say you had a good crop.
Okay. Now, what if you had something, a crop that came up without cultivation that you hadn't planted? You would say it came up a...
Volunteer.
Okay, okay. Now, could you tell me what trees are indigenous to this area? What trees are...
Well, we have lodgepole pine.
Lodgepole.
Uh-huh. And spruce.
Okay.
And quaking asp.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And that quaking asp, that's an aspen?
That's aspen.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
We come, or I don't know, aspen or quaking asp.
Okay, that's great. You don't have any cottonwood, do you?
In Black Hawk and down that way, they do have, and it doesn't grow up here.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I think the altitude between here and Black Hawk
is so different.
Makes a difference.
Okay. You wouldn't have anything like a sycamore, would you?
No.
Okay. Are you familiar with that tree?
No, not at all.
Okay. Yeah, pronounce that for me.
Sycamore.
Okay. And what do they call a bunch of trees that are together, growing together in a same area? Like if you had a bunch of aspen that were all growing together.
Groves.
Okay. Call it a grove or a grove?
Yeah.
Grove.
Okay.
A grove
of aspen. Okay. Now, plants that people would plant around their house to kind of decorate it are called what? Do they have a name for all of those together?
Garden?
Okay. How about like bushes and things they would plant right up next to the house to kind of decorate the house? Would they call that shrubs?
I think they did, yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Pronounce that for me.
Shrubs?
Okay. But that's not something that people do around here very much?
I don't think we grow too many of them. There's a...
Okay. I'm sure as a farmer, growing up on a farm, you had to fight weeds a lot.
Uh-huh.
What kind of weeds will really problem are problem in this area?
Pigweed.
Really?
Okay. And let me see. I have some ragweed that I wish I could get rid of. Yeah.
Do you have any kind of thistles?
Yes.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Russia?
Yeah.
Just lately we've got that.
Really?
Come out Canadian of the hay we bought.
Canadian thistle coming on the hay we bought.
And that's terrible. When it comes in like that on the hay.
Yeah. Yeah. I finally got a hold of some Banvil. I think I can get rid of it now.
Oh, that's good. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Banvil and Roundup are mixed the two of them.
Yeah. Are there any other kind of brushes or vines that grow in this area? I was just trying to think of all the vegetation.
Yeah. Well, we have gooseberries and, oh, gee, now I can't think.
Currants.
Currants and willows.
We used to have a lot of raspberries along the highway.
You pick them?
Yeah. But then they started putting salt on the highways and killed the raspberry bushes that was down over the banks.
Mm-hmm. I salt it to take the ice off.
Yeah.
Smell it off. Okay. Let me ask you some about the, could you tell me the names of the streams in this area, local streams that are in the surrounding area? Local streams.
All right, this is the head of Ralston Creek.
Right.
Our streams.
Ralston Creek.
Okay.
Ralston, I understand, was a prospector that came in here, and I think he was part Indian. And he came up Ralston Creek.